KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy skies in Atlantic, 67 degrees. We look for it to be clear to partly cloudy today, a high of 94. A heat advisory will be in effect for Cass and area counties along and south of Interstate 80 beginning at 1 o'clock this afternoon and through 7 p.m. this evening. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening paid tribute to the Atlantic High School Spring Athletic Program participants and coaches. Mayor Dave Jones explained why he wanted to take the time to officially recognize those youth and their coaches.
All you hear about youth is bad news, and all you hear complaints about the kids today are going to run this country to hell, blah, blah, blah. You know, you hear all that stuff. When I was a kid and everybody else was a kid, they said the same thing about us too. You know, we all kind of survived some way, make it through.
He said also the quality of our youth is exemplified by how they represent the city at sporting events, and it makes him proud.
It makes you proud that you got youth out here, you know, doing good things, and you don't hear about that very much. You know, you get a little sport, a little recognition there, but this year I think that this time we just kind of said, you know, thank you guys for what you're doing. Coaches, I think, are doing a great job.
The council heard from the boys and girls golf, track, and soccer coaches who spoke about their successful year and what we could look forward to from the returning students. They also introduced the members of their squads who were able to attend the council meeting. The group then took a picture with members of the city council. Atlantic 5th Ward Councilman Richard Dick Cassidy spoke about the commitment it takes to be successful as an athlete and a good ambassador for the city at sports events.
I know how much work it takes. Being an assistant under Don Jenkins for I don't know how many years, he just worked the crap out of the kids. And so I know how much work it takes to be a champion. And you ought to be real proud of yourself and pat yourself on the back if you don't break your arm. Okay? Congratulations to all of you.
The city of Atlantic's three-and-a-half-year-old $12.3 million wastewater treatment plant held up well during the last major rain-producing event on May 26th. Some parts of the city saw an excess of 7 inches of rain that day, causing flooding on streets and in residential businesses or basements as well as businesses. Wastewater Superintendent Tim Snyder told the city council during their meeting Wednesday evening that prior to the May event, December 2015 was the last time the plant dealt with a significant amount of water coming into its 7-million-gallon holding tank used for cleaning up the water before its discharge into the river. During that month, the plant processed 72 million gallons of stormwater runoff.
Here in May, especially the end of May, we took in a total of over 80 million, which is probably the highest recorded flows that's gone through the facility. Prior to this last change, when we would have flows of that magnitude, the plant wasn't able to handle anywhere near that much flow. So it would have to end up being bypassed into the Nishnabad.
When it was constructed, officials say peak flow capacity for the facility would be about 15 million gallons per day.
We took in over 7 million gallons in one day there after that 7.5-inch rain to 4-inch, depending on what part of the town it was. But that came in one day with the majority kind of going, or at least half, going up in the EQ basin. Heavy flows continued for several days. Finally, on about that Saturday and Sunday, for about 10 hours, we ended up pushing a little bit up and over and out the top of the EQ basin.
Tim said their computer calculated 60,000 gallons were processed, but because there was a glitch in the calculations, he estimated there was closer to 600,000 gallons processed into the EQ basin. He says he's since spoken with engineers and equipment vendors to see if there's a way to make the plant more efficient to push the water out faster, and it turns out they found ways to do just that.
Just through tweaks, I think we can push another almost 1 million gallons a day through the plant. So in those 2 days prior, we would have been more than enough to have kept it under. But again, we had a lot of heavy rains there at one point, but it was also pretty well saturated getting into that time period.
There were also some system adjustments made to certain pieces of equipment and a new policy written on how to deal with heavy stormwater flow given the adjustments made through the system tweaks and fixes.
We learned a considerable amount of things during the course of these few days, but until it actually happens, the engineers did a pretty good shot. Now we think we can do just a little bit better, hopefully, the next time. So, but it took a lion's share of everything and handled it well. So.
In the funeral announcements, Lowell Gerald Schaff, age 84, of Griswold, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Lowell Schaff will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Elliott United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Stephen Borkowski, age 69, of Audubon, died Sunday at Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Stephen Borkowski will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Robbie Reed McMullen, age 21, of Denison, died Sunday. Funeral services for Robbie McMullen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Denison, with the Fannebecker Funeral Home of Denison in charge of arrangements. Eva Parrott, age 97, of Brighton, Colorado, and formerly of Griswold, has died. Interment of cremated remains for Eva Parrott will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Flint Cemetery in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Chop Michael Dwayne Claver, age 56, of Anita, died Tuesday at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. And per his wishes, cremation will take place with private family services held for Chop Claver at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Crystal Hamilton, age 74, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care, and per her wishes, cremation has taken place, and private family services will be held for Crystal Hamilton at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Joanne Sanders, age 84, of Elkhorn, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Private services will be held for Joanne Sanders at a later date. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.